So I'm just kind of curious, there are a couple other modalities that are out there that I wanted to ask you about and maybe try to figure out where they might fit in. Maybe you can comment a little bit on it. First, venetoclax, and the other BCMA-based CAR T therapy. What do we know about those strategies, and sort of how does that fit into this whole matrix that you've been kind of been talking about?
So venetoclax is a small molecule inhibitor of BCL2 protein, and we know the BCL2 expression in myeloma cells are relatively high. And what we found in the preclinical studies is when you use venetoclax, especially from patient cells from patients with myeloma who have 11-14 translocation, those cells tend to be very sensitive to venetoclax. And that fits in with the biology that we have seen. So what we found with venetoclax in the single agent trial is that if you take patients with 11-14 translocation, 40% of those patients will actually get a partial response or better, with almost 2/3 of the patients getting a VGPR or better. So this is with single agent venetoclax. And considering that these patients had a median of 5 prior lines of therapy, those results were quite outstanding and totally unexpected. We kind of beat the expectation when we went into the clinical trial. So I think venetoclax actually offers the first possibility that we could do a biomarker-driven strategy in myeloma. And obviously 11-14 is more of an enrichment because only half of those patients respond. So there are biomarkers that are looking at a high BCL2 expression, low MCL1 expression, which is the profile that best fits with a venetoclax-based therapy. So I think we are going to see that happening as a single agent in a subgroup of patients. The questions that need to be asked is, can the venetoclax have a much broader applicability? So there's a phase 3 trial that is looking at a combination of venetoclax with bortezomib, based on, again, studies showing that the bortezomib can actually make cells more sensitive to the venetoclax, or vice versa, essentially making it into a synergistic combination. Now, the other intriguing question is, can we actually use venetoclax in combination with, let's say, bortezomib, lenalidomide, dexamethasone in newly diagnosed patients with 11-14 translocation? Maybe we can really drive those patients into a minimal residual disease negative state and give them a much better outcome than what we have right now. But there's also very interesting areas that need to be explored. One is plasma cell leukemia. Half of those patients have 11-14 translocation, so there could be a role for venetoclax in that group of patients. Amyloidosis, half of the patients have 11-14 translocation. So there could be a role for venetoclax there too.